everybody, and welcome to the Daily Skirt for the 31st of March. So today, Venus enters Pisces and the Moon enters Sagittarius as well. So Venus in Pisces can make us more compassionate, creative, and want more emotional connections with ourselves and others. It's a chance to offer empathy to ourselves and others and support and deepen our relationships. We can experience an increase in our intuition and just wanting to just be more connected to the unknown, the spiritual, more deeper meanings of life. But negatively, it can make us overly sensitive, wanting to escape, more prone to escaping into excessive drug and alcohol use and toxic relationships, and just doing anything else that's destructive in excess to our psychological, emotional, financial health sort of thing. So we just have to watch out for that. If you want to know more about what to do when Venus is in Pisces, although I'm going to still talk about it a bit more, check out the whole separate audio that I've done for in-depth analysis. So as I said, the Moon comes into Sagittarius as well, so it can be a contradiction between our mutable fire energy and our mutable sort of like water emotional energy, so our action taking energy. So this energy wants us to expand our horizons, but it can make us impulsive in doing so. So it can add to the risk of us escaping into intoxicating relationships or substances, so we just need to watch out for that. The best use of these energies is to be more kind to yourself and others, be adventurous and open-minded, yes, but make sure you take time to chill out and sort of like learn from your mistakes, express your emotions, yes, watch out for being impulsive, but also be enthusiastic and just open to connecting with others in different ways. And with the Moon in Sagittarius, it can just give us that push to tell that special person how we feel about them, or just be more open to just healing, which is always good. So content creators can talk about the reasons why we escape, why we numb ourselves from our emotions. The root causes of that typically lie in unresolved trauma. So talking about unresolved trauma, how we can deal with our unresolved psychological, emotional and spiritual traumas, how we can love ourselves while we believe we're not worthy of love. So building that self-love and empathy, giving techniques and strategies and how we can be more empathetic towards others, talking about difference between healthy empathy and toxic empathy, talking about how we can become more intuitive, the barriers to becoming intuitive, how we can change our belief systems, especially if they are stunting our personal growth, talking about how difficult it can be to leave the things we know, the people, the religions, the cultures, talking about how important it is for each of us to connect with a higher power, or if you want to call the presence God, or whatever that higher thing is to us, something higher than ourselves, in the ways that work for us, rather than do it in ways that we feel we must do it in, or in a fanatical way where we push our ideas and others as well. So yeah, Venus in Pisces can just open us up to the expression of love and the power of dealing with our unresolved secrets and emotions and the hidden things. Also bringing to our attention the ways that we sabotage ourselves, because Pisces energy lives in the 12th house, and 12th house is the house amongst everything, spirituality, the unknown stuff, but our self undoing, the subconscious patterns or behaviours or patterns that we repeat in our relationships and experiences that keep, that hold us back, that we may not be aware of, or we may be aware of but don't take the necessary action to resolve. So yeah, content that just helps people get real is the best way to go. So yeah, that's the Daily Skirt for the 31st of March.